Frank, I've often heard the term revised unemployment numbers. It seems that this time the revisions revealed some startling numbers for job growth and economic data in Florida. What did they find?
Well, they found that employment growth was more than twice as fast in 2012 as originally reported.
More than twice. Now, what's the system for gathering this data like, and where did things get mixed up?
Well, the system is based on a survey of employers, and they are surveyed to determine how many they hired. And the problem is that in a growing economy, such as the one we had in 2012, a lot of new firms are created and a lot of new jobs are created by those new firms. And those new firms are not in the original 2012 sample, so they're just completely uncounted.
So which employment sectors saw the largest growth once the numbers were adjusted? And where does Orlando fit in all this? Any growth in any specific sectors?
Yeah, the biggest change came in the construction sector. The state had been reporting falling construction jobs during most of 2012.
Yes, we have been hearing an awful lot about the construction sector suffering as far as jobs go.
But in fact, they were rising significantly, and that was much more consistent with the data on building permits and housing starts. The biggest revisions came in Miami-Dade County and in Orlando. The other big sector that was revised upward substantially was the leisure and hospitality sector, within which is tourism. And so we had strong tourism season in the state. We had very strong tourism here in Orlando, strong tourism in Miami-Dade County, and those numbers were revised up significantly. So in Orlando, we had over 20,000 jobs created over the last 12 months. The revisions were 16,000.
What were some of the biggest surprises you found in the revised reports?
Well, the biggest surprise, I think, came in the leisure and hospitality industry. I had expected that we'd see a revision upward in construction, but I didn't think we'd see such a big gain in the leisure and hospitality sector. And that's very important for Central Florida on a going forward basis and consistent with a strong tourism season. And what we should see is even stronger numbers as 2013 rolls out.
In light of these new numbers, how does Florida compare with the rest of the country? Does it change that at all?
Yeah, it changes it a lot. Florida had been reported as underperforming the nation for job growth.
Yes.
We were having job growth of less than 1% compared to 1.5% in the nation. Now we find out that job growth in Florida was 1.7%, which is faster than the national average. And Florida ranked third in total job creation. Only California and Texas had more job growth than Florida over the last 12 months.
That's quite a bump there.
It really is, and it totally changes the complexion of how we look at the economy.
And what's behind that growth? We've been hearing a lot about policies making Florida a business-friendly state and that sort of thing. Do those policies have anything to do with this?
Not really. I mean, we were a very business-friendly state before. We're a business-friendly state now. That really didn't change. What changed is the national economy and the Florida economy, and not because of any particular policies. We had improvement in housing markets across the nation, especially in states east of the Mississippi River, and that's where the bulk of our domestic population comes from. So when people are better able to sell their houses in New York and Boston and Chicago, they move to Florida. The other thing that we had happen was a huge increase in international migration into the state. Now, that comes because of political uncertainty and problems in Central and South America. Here, we have political problems in Puerto Rico that is driving migration into Florida from Puerto Rico.
What are the long-term implications of this? What happens next?
Well, I think this sets the stage for much, much stronger growth in 2013 and 14 in Florida. The national economy is doing pretty good, growing about 2.5-3%. It will accelerate over the year. Housing markets are continuing to improve. If I was going to prescribe an economic environment that would make Florida grow rapidly, it would be low interest rates, strong housing markets, and 3% or more growth in gross domestic product. So this next 18 months should be great for Florida.
Well, that sounds like good economic news, and we sure could use it. Thank you very much, Hank.
My pleasure.